The guards eyed Christy appreciatively but warily as she approached a car several wags back of the engine that had a door open.
That's close enough. What do you want?
Looking to sign on.
Shit. I was hoping the local guard had made out calls.
Don't pay him no mind. His mama dropped him on his head. He ain't right. Why you want to enlist anyway?
Tired of scavenging and scuffling. Three hots and a cot a day sound pretty good. And being a train trooper can't be no more dangerous than the way I've been living.
You want to be, like, a comfort gal, maybe?
I can fight. Better than most.
You can, huh? Know how to use that long blaster?
I'd be triple stooped to lug it around if I didn't. Now, wouldn't I?
Well, you got the sand in your craw for the life, anyway. And bringing your own whips. But, and he might say so.
The older guard stood up off the step.
Come on aboard and talk to the sarge.
As she put one of her blue cowboy boots up on the brief metal stairs, he leaned forward. She recoiled, dropping a hand toward her concealed hand blaster.
Keep it lifted, girl. You ain't local, are you?
Do I look like a nuke-suckin'ville rat?
You get signed on, come by some evening after duty, I'll tell you what you look like. No, it's just that we got orders not to let no local yokels on board without hosing them down. They'll smell like last week's dreck. You passed the sniff test, so move it along, sweet cheeks.
Hoping against hope that Sergeant Banner's falcon-sharp eyes wouldn't catch the gesture, Mildred put out a hand to support herself against the stainless steel top of an examination table.
Come on in, recruit.
Fortunately, a doctor learned to mask her emotions with brisk professionalism long before leaving med school.
What'd you say your name was?
Marcy, sir.
The redhead was playing ingenue country girl to the hilt. Ingenue by Deathland standards, anyway. It didn't stop her exuding that don't fuck with me menace that was baseline for anybody who ventured out into the devastated and desperate world on their own, except for a Full Metal Jacket cold hearts and a few dedicated pacifists. With her clear skin and fresh face, she did a fair job of passing as a woman in her early 20s, or even late teens. She was aided by the shocking amount of weight she had lost in the weeks since Mildred had seen her. Never remotely plump, Christy was so pared down now, it gave her limbs an appearance of near-adolescent cultishness.
If you'd excuse us, Sergeant?
You know better.
Mildred grimaced. But she knew it was standard operating procedure that a new recruit be supervised constantly by someone in authority until the powers that be were satisfied he, or occasionally she, wasn't some kind of cold-heart infiltrator or vengeance-bent survivor of one of their casual atrocities in the name of progress. Since the latter description fit Christy like a chamber fit around, Mildred could only hope the red-haired woman had a good plan. There was a light in those green eyes Mildred didn't like, especially since it was exactly what she'd expect to see in Christy's eyes once she came among Ryan's murderers.
Okay, Marcy. I need you to strip down to your skivvies.
Without blinking, Christy complied. It was the little things that still blindsided Mildred with occasional culture shock, even after the time she'd been awake. Lack of body modesty in this instance. There were assistants moving in and out of the infirmary, as well as the sergeant lounging in the doorway. And that would mean little to the average new recruit, and probably meant less to Christy. Banner was professional enough not to leer, at least. Although he didn't look away as Christy shucked down to a pair of oft-washed cotton panties, she rolled up her jumpsuit and placed it on the floor with what struck Mildred as unusual care. As if maybe she didn't want anything heavy, metallic, and concealed going thump. Straightening, Christy firmly adjusted the ball cap on her wound-up hair. Mildred had to smile at that. The sergeant would undoubtedly take it as a last typical defiant gesture from a free-range loner who had decided to swap independence for whatever security the behemoth train could give. Her friend was, Mildred noted, with an ever-so-slight pang of envy, one of those rare women who lost body fat from the breasts last. Otherwise, aside from being shockingly gaunt in comparison to the way Mildred had last seen her, Christy's milky-skinned body was utterly perfect. Only to be expected, since any wound that failed to kill her would heal in days without leaving a mark. She went through the ritual of examining her and ached to say something to her long-lost friend. But not a breath nor a syllable of condolence for their shared loss, or the fierce joy of reunion, tempered by stone dread for Christy's safety, here in the beast's steel belly, did she dare utter in the presence of Banner, nor even the ubiquitous assistants. All she could manage was a reassuring squeeze of Christy's shoulder. The redhead responded with a slight nod and smile, as if incidental.
Everything's in tip-top shape as far as I can see.
Christy put her clothes back on.
Only wish more of the newbies we get through here were in half as good a shape as this one, Sergeant.
Uh-huh.
Mildred stuck out her hand. Christy's grip was strong and spoke volumes.
Welcome to Magog, recruit. I only hope you know what you're doing.